continuing to see good improvements and, shaving the cost down a little bit. That's always a positive thing. And of course, gold price is doing well. So we're very pleased, making good cash flows and just another great quarter for the company.
Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse, Contango Ore, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Andy. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. So we have some great news coming out, but before we get to that, I do want all of our viewers and listeners to know that my opinion is biased. I am an active investor. I have been for several months here. Rick and Contango Ore are also a sponsor to naturalresourcestocks.net. And Rick and I are very friendly off camera. So, Rick, tell me about the great news.
Yeah, so we just put a press release out pre-market this morning announcing the results of our second campaign for the year 2025. As you know, we have four campaigns a year. We batch process the ores through the Fort Knox mill. And we started in May, and we ended up here in first week of June. And so we produced more gold than planned, which is always nice. And we're about 700 ounces more than planned. So we produced 13,700 ounces. Grade was slightly lower. Recovery was slightly higher. So that's just always a bit of a balancing act there. I think the other piece of significant news, frankly, is that the mill time, the amount of days that we milled the ore was significantly reduced. And I guess more specifically, the tons through the mill per hour, that's really the metric that counts in terms of that's what they bill you for. Remember, it's a tolling operation. So when the mill's turning, we're being charged. And just by comparison, in Q1, we averaged just shy of 8,000 tons a day through the mill. In Q2, we've averaged over 10,200, in fact, I think it was. So that's a 25% improvement in terms of the mill throughput. And that, as I said, the number of tons through the mill per day or per hour goes directly to the bottom line of determining your own sustaining costs. That it's one of the major parts of the tolling arrangement, the cost of the mill. That's the big group that does all the heavy lifting. So we should see a further reduction in our own sustaining costs compared to Q1. Q1, of course, there were 1374. We won't have a new number to share with the market until we put our Q2 financials out later and probably towards the end of July. The guidance is that we continue to see good improvements. And this is kind of typical what you see in any mine in mill is you make tweaks and you figure out how to treat the ore, and not just at the mill, but actually before it gets to the mill with blending. And we try to achieve a 2-to-1 ratio with oxides to sulfides, and that sort of maximizes the efficiency of the mill. I'll put it that way, in terms of both how hard the rock is, how quickly it goes through the mill, but then also the recovery and the rest of the circuit, the carbon and pulp circuit and all the rest of it. So continuing to see good improvements and, shaving the cost down a little bit. That's always a positive thing. And of course, gold price is doing well. So we're very pleased, making good cash flows and another great quarter for the company. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it really is a great quarter. And I was reading about this earlier, just again, some of the results and about this earlier. My question really is this a sustainable improvement here moving forward? Meaning, should investors be expecting this improvement now? And really, if you can comment a little bit about what exactly did you do, without getting too technical, that made you improve so much?
I'll say you're always striving for continual improvement. Now, certainly that when, the big companies like Kinross, that's part of their part of what they bring to the table. They've got a lot of experts, both in the mill and the mining side. And so, in our case, the transportation side. So I think you'll continue to see an effort of continued improvement. Were we always be producing more gold and at lower costs? Probably not. I mean, just to put it out there, I mean, we're going to have, I think this is a good year in the overall development plan. We don't have a specific plan for next year. So, when we get that guidance, we'll certainly put that out. I'll just add that I think, Kinross will continue to be a relatively conservative company. And so we think our guidance will be conservative, and that's good because we plan to beat guidance. And that's basically what we're demonstrating now. And so, we're certainly going to go along with the guidance that we're received from the project manager. It's obviously their mill, so they know it well, and I think everybody's basically behaving well in terms of our expectations of the number of tons mined and the number of ounces delivered to the stockpiles in Manh Choh. And then, of course, you've got the transportation plan, which continues to also see continued improvements because we delivered more tons than planned. I think we're about 18% above plan in the number of tons delivered. So, as I said, all those things kind of combine, a mining and milling operation is, it's a complex set of equations. So there's a lot to sort of track. But I think the record speaks for itself. For last year, we produced 30% more than planned. For Q1, we were 30% more than planned in terms of ounces. This quarter is not as significant. I think we're close to what, about 5% more than planned. So still good that you're both planned. But like I said, the most important thing to me out of this second quarter production is the improved mill throughput rates, which should lower our all-in sustaining costs. And again, those will be out later in July when we release our Q2 results.
Excellent. So we first met each other. It's literally been about a year ago, maybe 2 weeks shy of a year ago when I met you.
Rural conference.
It was, yeah. And thank God for that conference and meeting you, really. Again, it exposed me to your company and you. And then, I put skin in the game here. But really what I wanted to ask you is, what have you learned through the 12 months? Because you just said, and I would so agree with you, and you have so much more experience than me, it's a complex equation, mining, if you would, and anything and everything typically does go wrong or can go wrong. Murphy's Law is alive and well. I mean this so respectfully, but you stepped your toe a little bit here last fall here. What have you learned through all of that and to make adjustments moving into the future?
Yeah, I mean, the DSO model is what it is. It does simplify permitting, and it does simplify reduce the amount of capital you have to raise to get your project into production. Obviously, you have to start with a high quality deposit near infrastructure and relatively easy to permit, which things like Manh Choh are. Lucky Shot is, that's fully permitted, it's high grade. We're working on Johnson Tract. We think it has all the earmarks of a good quality DSO project. Bottom line is things are working well at Manh Choh, and we have a good working relationship with Kinross. They've been a good partner, and we're producing more gold than planned. So, no complaints. However, I think there's another level of improvement we can make in the model. Or Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract, and that is by controlling the mill. And so one of the things we've been talking about with talking with investors about and looking at opportunities to is to acquire a mill. And so that is something we're taking seriously. You're going to generate over $90 million of free cash flow this year with the current setup, with Manh Choh going to the Fort Knox mill. Now, we have to pay off the debt and delivering the hedges. So, having, so the next, that's first order of business is pay, paying down the debt and delivering hedges, and freeing up more of that cash flow to invest and advance our other projects. So that's what we're focused on right now. And part of that equation is to see if we can acquire a mill that, where we can process Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract ores, and you know, not have to pay a tolling arrangement. Basically, we'll be tolling our own mill ourselves, or tolling our own ore ourselves, which will save us roughly $80. So
significant.
We've got to acquire that, but that's those are kind of the basic numbers. It's not insignificant, and so having your own mill, we like the hub and spoke model. I guess we just want to own the hub.
Right. I remember when I first met you, you went over your plan, your business plan, and what was really different about it. Well, there are many things different about it, but what I really liked is actually a business plan as compared to most junior miners or even most developers. They don't really have a plan. They have a plan. Their plan is to drill a bunch of holes and get taken over. That's how I always see it. But you had a plan to go in production. That meant a lot to me, number one, and to all of our viewers and listeners, it really meant a lot to me. And what meant a lot to me and got me on board as an investor is just your cash flow. You're going to be cash flowing. And that was really important. Looking at this more as a business as opposed to really drilling or mining, even though this is the business of mining. So kudos to you about that. But really, what is the plan now for the rest of the year? Take me through to that. Is there a plan to acquire more assets and grow the company even more? Or is it just to get processes and procedures down so you can save a lot more money and pay off the debt? And that sort of thing. Comment about that.
Yeah, I mean, so basic, as I said earlier, the main business right now is delivering that hedge book. We're down to about 63,000 ounces, I think. We've been delivering, we're basically a quarter ahead in our hedge delivery schedule. So we're delivering July hedges right now. And from this second batch of processing. So once that's completed, we'll be about 63,000 ounces, which is, far less than half of what they were originally. So we're in good shape there. Continue to just, pay down the debt. I'm not concerned about the debt. We're making good money. So there have been debt. And it's not a lot of debt. At the end of the year, it'll be about $15 million of debt. So it's, for a company our size, that's not really a big deal.
That's wonderful.
That's the basic business plan. We're always looking at new opportunities. As I said, one of the things we are focused on right now is looking at mills.
Mill.
So, we're not going to run out and go buy a mill tomorrow, but we are looking, and there's some interesting opportunities out there that sort of are well positioned for our Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract ore. So that's something, again, we're going to do that. We're going to rush out and go do that. It's going to, when you buy a mill, obviously you want to make sure what it works, you're going to have to make some changes to it. So assessing what those changes are. And then what the environmental implications are in terms of the existing permits. So all that is part of what we'll take a look at. It's a team effort. There's a lot of different disciplines that have to kind of come together to do that. We have our own in-house team that's, I think, well prepared for that. But obviously, we're going to probably get some outside expert consultants as well to weigh in on there. So, that's the main thing. But as I said, addressing the hedges and the debt is day one, and the hedges, I guess, we have to put those two in order. It's really the hedges. So that's the game plan. We like the DSL model. We think it's elegant for a small junior startup, just because the permitting timelines take so long. And we have a different administration who wants to be helpful and is certainly very supportive of developing critical metals. And it's nice to see that gold and silver are now critical metals too. Our Johnson Tract project has four critical metals. It's going to be helpful as we go through the permitting process. That's what we're preparing for. That's all the effort at Johnson Tract this year is on permitting. We're putting plans together to start drilling at Lucky Shot. I'm not sure we'll Well, we haven't made a decision whether we do that this year or next, but we're putting the plans in place to, you know, quickly advance Lucky Shot. Again, that's a mine that's fully permitted. So I'm fond of saying if we put rocks in a box and haul into an existing mill, we can make money pretty quickly. So, and, you know, we're about a year to 18 months away from completing a drilling campaign there to be able to put a mine plan together to then, you know, that could produce, say, 40,000 ounces of gold a year. So that's a good amount of time. So lots of, as I said, it's a complex business. So lots of steps involved there, but nothing beats getting the drills turning.
Yeah, right. And also, just from the sounds of it, then the last, with your answer to the last question, there's plenty of upside for growth, not only in costs and savings with refining your procedures and all of your processes, but also, again, potentially is the key word, saving money by getting a mill. I don't want to say saving money, but making money, more money by having your own mill, as well as getting to set the production online here. So, Rick, you're a busy guy. I'll let you go, but I just want to say very well done again to all my viewers and listeners. I am a shareholder. We have bought all of our shares through the open market. We have participated in no private placements and we have no warrants. This is all just because of our belief in the company, and we are very happy to be shareholders. We've made a lot of money in this. So thanks, Rick. I'd love to have you on again really, really soon.
Yeah, no, good to catch up. And again, for your shareholders, if you're looking, you know, obviously gold's being talked a lot about now. It's trading near all-time highs. And, if you're looking for an investment in gold, and one of the metrics I always look for is your leverage to gold. And, you know, per share basis, with only 12 and a half million shares outstanding, and we're in the producer, so it's not, you know, leverage to gold in the ground sort of a thing. This is to leverage to cash flow, production cash flow. I don't think you'll find a more leveraged story on that basis in the market. So if you're a gold investor looking for an opportunity, please take a look at Contango. I think you'll find it's an interesting setup, and our DSO model is different from what most other juniors like to describe. They're led by either a promoter or by a geologist or some combination who know how to drill holes and hope they drill enough holes and get enough rock that Barrick or Newmont takes them out. But that doesn't happen very often. So, yeah, we're cash flowing, making money, and have a growth plan. We're producing about 60,000 ounces of gold a year now, and our plan is to get to 200,000 ounces within 5 years. So,
yeah.
Aggressive plan. That's what the assets we have.
I'm confident you'll get there. Rick, how can people find you, and how can people join your mailing list to be in touch with you and learn more about the company?
Yeah, so we're trading symbol. We're on the New York Stock Exchange. We are trading symbols CPGO. Our website, contangoore.com. You'll see two O's next to each other. It looks a bit odd, but that is how you spell it correctly. And if you write us a note at info@contangoore.com, we'll respond to you when we put on the list, or if you have a question for me, I take all of those, and we'll get back to you as quick as we can.
Excellent, Rick. Rick, I want to thank you so much. And again, I look forward to growing with you.
Andy, good to see you again, and we'll look forward to it next time. Take care.
Take care, buddy.